Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and we're looking kind of, even though we're taking about 4 weeks to do it, we're having to make a fast trip through the book of Daniel so we can look like Jesus told us at the fig tree and the other trees that are in this book, which give us the other nations, that give us the clue to the time of when he comes to set up his earthly kingdom. Now, we're at Daniel chapter 8, and this is the second vision in which Daniel sees those four kingdoms, and he sees them as beasts. So he saw in Daniel chapter 8, he was already in Babylon, and then he sees a ram with two horns coming to push over Babylon, and that's the Medo-Persians. And then he's talking about the he-goat, which is Alexander the Great and the Greeks. And of course, he says that they come with such speed and alacrity that they don't even touch the ground. And we'll pick that up in verse 5. And as I was considering, behold, an he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth and touched not the ground. And the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. And that notable horn is Alexander the Great. Verse 21 says, and the rough goat is the king of Grecia, and the great horn that is between his eyes is the first king. So isn't that amazing? Alexander the Great himself. We talked about it on yesterday's broadcast. You can go back and listen again. We read where Josephus described how it was like when the high priest met Alexander the Great and showed him this scripture. Oh, praise the Lord. So, now, verse 8. Therefore, the he-goat waxed very great, Alexander the Great. And when he was strong, the great horn was broken. He was only 32 or 33 years old when he died in Babylon. Mysterious. Some people think that he was poisoned. Some think he had some kind of a sexual disease, venereal disease. But nonetheless, he died when he was strong. And for him came up four notable ones toward the whole winds of heaven. Four came up in his place, and those four were the generals. His kingdom was divided between the four. And I'm going to read them to you again because it's going to point out where the Antichrist is coming from. After Alexander's untimely death, his empire was split up among four of his generals. Ptolemy, that's spelled P-T-O-L-E-M-Y, took Egypt. Seleucus took Syria and Babylon, Assyria and Babylon. Antigonus took Persia and Asia Minor. And Philip, Alexander's brother, took Macedonia. Now the two of these we're going to most hear about are the Ptolemies and the Seleucids. Ptolemy took Egypt. We hear a lot about the Egyptian queen, Cleopatra. She was not Egyptian. She was Greek. She was one of the descendants of Ptolemy, the general Ptolemy. So now back, we're reading again. It was divided between four notable ones, and out of one of them came forth a little horn, which waxed exceeding great toward the south, toward the east, and toward, King James says, the pleasant land. The Hebrew literally says, the coveted land. And of course, we know it's coveted. It's coveted by all of Israel's enemy. It's coveted most by Satan, who drives Israel's enemies. So the little horn comes out of one of those four areas. He doesn't come from Egypt. He doesn't come from the other areas mentioned. He comes from the area of the Seleucids. Now the Seleucids, he ruled over, as we've just now said, he ruled over Assyria, present-day Syria, and surrounding Babylon, that's Iraq. And he eventually the Seleucids ruled over the Holy Land. First, it went to Ptolemy in Egypt, but then later there was war over it, and it came under the Seleucid kingdom. So out of one of them, the Antichrist is going to come. the area of the Seleucids. He could be a Syrian. He could be even a Babylonian. He could be a Jew. We don't know, but we do know that he's coming out of that area. And it waxed great, this little horn, verse 10, this little horn, the Antichrist, waxed great even to the host of heaven, and it cast down some of the host and of the stars to the ground and stamped upon them. Yea, he, the Antichrist, magnified himself even to the prince of the hosts, and by him, the Antichrist, the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. Now, when the Antichrist comes, the Jews will have rebuilt the temple, and they will be offering the Tamid offering, the daily sacrifice. He's going to cause that daily sacrifice to stop. In fact, he's going to, we know from the writings of Paul in 1 Thessalonians, he is going to magnify himself above all that's called God, and he's going to set himself up on the seat in the Holy of Holies and announce to the world that he's God. Verse 12, Daniel chapter 8, verse 12, and an host was given him against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression, and he cast down the truth to the ground, and he practiced and prospered. I'm going to read you that from the translation in these verses in my the Art Scrolls translation, which is a Hebrew translation. Out of one of them came forth one little horn, which grew excessively southward and eastward and toward the coveted one, coveted land. And he grew up to the host of heaven and threw to the earth some of the host and some of the stars and trampled them. It exalted, the horn exalted itself even up to the prince of the legion. And of course, that's the God of legions, the God Sabaoth, the God of armies. And through it, this little horn, the daily sacrifice was removed and the foundation of his sanctuary was thrown down. And a set time will be allotted for the daily sacrifice because of sin, and it will throw truth to the earth, and it will act and succeed. I heard a Holy One speaking, and I'll pick this back up with the King James. Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said, how long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression and the desolation, to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot? This Antichrist will trodden underfoot the sanctuary. And he said, 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. That will be cleansed. That third temple will be cleansed. And it came to pass, when I, even Daniel, had seen the vision and sought for the meaning, then behold, there stood before me as the appearance of a man. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of the Ulai, and which called to me and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. Gabriel, the archangel. So he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was afraid and fell on my face. But he said unto me, understand, O man, for the time of the end shall be the vision. This vision is going to come to pass at the end of days. Now, as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep on my face toward the ground, but he touched me and set me upright. And he said, behold, I will make thee know what shall be in the last end of the indignation, and at the time appointed the end shall be. Now, the King James is a little blind to us here, but let's look at what the Hebrew actually says. It's very, very interesting, and it's going to throw some light on this for us. I'm going to read you the translation from the Hebrew. He spoke to me, and he said, I am ready to inform you what shall be after the wrath. For at the moed, or the appointed time, is the end. This calls it the wrath. The tribulation period is called the wrath of God being poured out. I want to read to you, that's what the Hebrew says. It calls it the wrath. I'm going to read to you Revelation 16:1. And this is during the time when they're pouring out the vials upon the earth during the tribulation time. And it says in Revelation 16:1, I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. Tribulation time is called in the Bible, here in Daniel, and in Revelation, the wrath. Now, folks, it's so important that you know to rightly divide the word, that there are three groups of people that the scriptures can be addressed to, and that the church is specifically spoken to and about in the letters. And in the letters, writing to the church, God says, Romans chapter 5 and verse 9, much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. The church does not go through the wrath, the tribulation. Here we have 1 Thessalonians 1:10, written to the church, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. The tribulation is known as the wrath. The church has no part in it. Now, back to Daniel chapter 8. He said, the angel said, I'm ready to inform you what shall be after the wrath, for at the appointed time shall come the end. The horned ram that you saw are the kings of Media and Persia, and the he-goat, the kingdom of Greece, and the big horn, which is between its eyes, is the first king. As for the broken one in whose place four arise, four kingdoms will arise from a nation, but lacking in strength. At the end of their kingdom, when the sinners have been finished, a brazen-faced king, an understander of riddles, will arise. His might will grow, but not through his might, and he shall destroy amazingly. He will succeed and accomplish and will destroy mighty ones and the nation of the holy ones. Because of his cunning, deceit will succeed. Now, we're going to take up with this tomorrow. This is talking about the Antichrist right here. We're going to show you that he's going to come out of one of the Greek kingdoms, and we're going to show you what will happen when he comes. We can go into much greater detail in this in our eschatology school. We just had a school out at Prayer Mountain in which about 200 people came from all over the United States. I took Tuesday through Thursday, 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the afternoon. We ate our lunch together on the ground. It was an amazing time. And we came up with 26 DVDs, which are an in-depth teaching of the book of Daniel, tying it in with the book of Revelation, tying it in with the book of Matthew, showing you, I get to go into detail, what Matthew 24 is actually talking about, so that you won't mix it up with another time. It shows you that it's the time of the tribulation that it's speaking about. It's important to understand these things. And so I did decide to make this available to you. At first, I was not going to do so, but you can get it for $250. Call 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. Shalom, shalom.